Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Le Comité pour le développement économique d'Australie a annoncé que plus de 5 millions d'emplois ont une forte probabilité de disparaître d'ici 2030 à cause du progrès technologique. La présence de plus en plus importante des ordinateurs, l'automatisation de certains procédés et le télétravail ont et auront un impact considérable sur le futur des travailleurs australiens. Avec le ralentissement de l'économie chinoise et la croissante incertitude mondiale, à quoi ressemblera le lieu de travail en Australie d'ici quelques années? Aujourd'hui, nous vivons dans un monde que peu d'entre nous auraient pu imaginer il y a un siècle de cela. Prédire le futur des Australiens peut paraître impossible, étant donné que le futur de chaque individu reste un mystère. Dans un rapport de recherche publié en 2015 par le Comité de développement économique d'Australie, il est indiqué que d'ici 2030, 40% des emplois actuels disparaîtront. Et 60% de ces pertes seront principalement visibles dans l'Australie régionale. Le professeur Stephen Martin pense que les pertes d'emplois continueront à cause de l'importante révolution digitale que nous subirons.
The simple fact is we are facing now a new computerized industrial revolution, the likes of which the world's never seen before, and advances are being made so quickly in areas of computerization and substitution of labor by machines that many of the traditional jobs as we currently know them will simply disappear. And as a consequence, public policy has to be directed to thinking about, firstly, what are the jobs of the future?
Chris Riddle, futuriste et spécialiste en numérique, s'accordent sur le fait que 60% des meilleurs emplois des 10 prochaines années n'ont pas encore été inventés.
So one of the jobs that we're actually going to be seeing is a digital desk manager. People are really getting concerned now about what kind of footprint they're going to leave in the world. So digital desk managers are going to be people that actually look to help to clean up the footprint that you've left behind and make sure that you're happy. Digital detox therapist, this is another really interesting job. We're addicted to the world of online and digital at the moment. And these digital detox therapists will actually be able to separate technology-stressed individuals from our devices.
Chris Riddle explique que la protection de la confidentialité créera aussi de nouveaux emplois.
With all of this information that we're sharing online and social media or email or loyalty programs, privacy is a really, really big topic now. And privacy consultants are something I think we're going to see very, very shortly. And with all this data that we are putting online, how do you know how to protect your identity? And these specialists will do that for you and make sure that you're not vulnerable.
Le professeur adjoint Bernard Salt, démographe à l'université de Curtin, explique que beaucoup de ces nouveaux emplois demanderont de plus en plus de compétences en sciences, technologie, ingénierie et mathématiques.
Well, the jobs of the future, I think, are technical jobs based around science, technology, engineering, computing. All of those technical jobs requiring the STEM subjects at university and at secondary school, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And I would also add another one, entrepreneurialism. In fact, I wouldn't call it STEM, I'd call it STEAM.
Selon le professeur Salt, plus l'Australie se dirige vers une économie mobile et digitale, plus les emplois dans les domaines de la santé et des services sociaux apparaîtront.
There's another set of jobs that are expanding, and I would call those the caring jobs, healthcare, social welfare, youth worker, personal care. One of the fastest growing jobs would be being a nanny or a fitness instructor or being a manicurist. Anything that helps the individual manage their life is also expanding over recent years.
D'après le professeur Stephen Martin, il y aura une transformation majeure dans l'industrie des transports. Il explique que les voitures sans conducteur, avec l'habilité de reproduire l'activité humaine, sont déjà en train de changer l'image des travailleurs dans certaines industries.
If you look at Western Australia in the mining industry, a lot of what happens there is in fact being guided by computers out of Perth. So if you go to the Pilbara, there's already these driverless trucks that are being developed, again, being controlled out of Perth. We know that Google has developed a driverless car. You're talking about a car that is programmed by a computer to go from A to B at a certain speed and so on. We know that the major companies that do produce cars around the globe are looking at that as an option as well.
Un rapport de la Fondation des jeunes Australiens a révélé que l'ère digitale aura un impact rapide sur la transformation des professions traditionnelles comme la comptabilité, le droit et l'éducation. Jane Owen, directrice de la Fondation, pense que ces professions ne disparaîtront pas complètement, mais demanderont de nouvelles compétences pour le futur.
The best advice that you can give to, you know, a 15-year-old today is to think about the fact that 50% of the jobs of the future are going to require some kind of digital skill set. So even if you're thinking about studying one of these more traditional professions, you would want to add alongside that some kind of digital learning or technology that actually gave you kind of the edge in that. You'll get general capabilities out of any course that you study. It's more what do you need to augment it with to really be able to find a job in the future.
Le futuriste Chris Riddle affirme que les changements fondamentaux sont à attendre dans la plupart des environnements de travail en Australie.
In the office space to begin with, we're going to see a lot more of frictionless, passive technology. And what this means is technology is going to be embedded all around us and will be more wireless. And we'll be interacting with a lot of these devices by touch and gesture. So this is really going to change how we behave in the office. And automation is going to be a huge part around technology, making decisions for us, even going ahead without us even having to be involved.
Selon le professeur Bernard Salt, d'ici 2020, les travailleurs australiens auront de plus en plus de contrôle par rapport à quand et où ils travailleront. Il explique qu'avec plus de flexibilité en termes de temps, les travailleurs auront une meilleure qualité de vie.
You could be living in a tree change town or a sea change town or out in the desert, but you could still, through global universal connectivity, perhaps through the rollout of the NBN, complete your work, complete your KPIs. So you might work at home in your study, then you might pop into the office, and then you'll time shift. Rather than the idea of commuting to the city, working 9 to 5, and then commuting back home, that is a very old-fashioned 20th century, if not 19th century, model of how to work. The narrative in the 21st century involving time shifting and shuffling, where work is fitted in to someone's preferred lifestyle rather than forcing people to adjust their lifestyle around the hours of work.
Il affirme aussi que cette qualité de vie augmentera avec la réduction du temps passé dans les transports en commun.
What I actually think will happen is that the secondary offices around the CBD will effectively decentralise to places like Parramatta and Blacktown, to Box Hill, to Dandenong, to Mount Gravatt, to Chermside. These are key regional centres in the suburbs, allowing people to live, work, play, recreate, go to university, go to hospital and go to work within their local area.
Avec la technologie qui transforme nos lieux de travail, Bernard Sorte prédit que les centres d'affaires mondiaux devront faire face à une grande compétition internationale.
I do think that the centre of gravity of global business is shifting. It was in London, shifted to New York, but I think is shifting closer to, say, Hong Kong, Shanghai, maybe Singapore, maybe Sydney. The centre of gravity of world business is coming to our time zone. So I think we'll start to see a greater connectivity, most like a circular movement where young Australians go up to Hong Kong and then back to Sydney, back to Melbourne. And so this circle of gaining experience, not necessarily in London or New York, but within the region.
Il pense aussi que parler plusieurs langues deviendra une des compétences les plus recherchées après le business.
If you think about the Americans, for example, many Americans, certainly on the West Coast, but increasingly on the East Coast, will be able to make themselves understood in Spanish. Many Americans are effectively bilingual. And I think the same thing applies in Asia, where the second language, in addition to English, of course, would be Mandarin. So being able to speak Mandarin, being able to speak Spanish as well as English, I think would certainly be an advantage for any young Australian looking to make their way in business in this region over the next 20 or 30 years.
Le futuriste Chris Riddle explique que les business australiens offriront de plus en plus de flexibilité en termes de conditions de travail qui seront similaires aux modèles installés à l'étranger.
I think what we're going to see going ahead is this change to more zero-hour contracts. They're already actually pretty popular in Europe and the US. You have a contract with a particular company to do work with them, but there's no set number of hours that are already pre-locked in. You do it on a week-by-week basis, so as you're needed. So what this means for us as individuals in the future is we're going to have much more of a consulting or freelance type industry where people will work for multiple businesses and bringing their skills to multiple organisations and having the opportunity to choose which companies they want to work in and out of. And I think that's that's probably one of the most fundamental changes that we're going to see, and that's quite a big mindset shift.
D'après lui, les données sur la mobilité au travail suggèrent qu'une opportunité d'emploi sera plus importante que la sécurité de l'emploi.
The other thing that's really fascinating around the future of work is the statistics and data are telling us that people will actually change their career 3 or 4 times during their lifetime. So not just changing jobs or the company you're working for, but actually changing your career entirely 3 or 4 times. And that trend absolutely will be hitting us quite soon, if not already, for many of us.
Et parmi tous ces changements, le professeur Stephen Martin insiste sur le fait que l'Australie a besoin de se concentrer sur les indicateurs économiques actuels. D'après lui, les emplois disparaîtront dans l'agriculture, la fabrication et l'exploitation minière, ce qui nécessitera une remise en question des attentes des travailleurs.
You can't get away from the fact that Australia is economically adjusting at a rapid rate. We have to recognise that China's economic policies have slowed down dramatically. The investment in the mining industry and resources generally has slowed down. The unemployment rate is going up as we see some of the more traditional industries in Australia slow down. So we're going to have to be always aware that the sorts of jobs of the future may in fact have greater casualization. It may mean a lot more working from home.
Le professeur Martin explique que l'Australie a besoin de mettre en place une politique publique adaptée pour mieux orienter ces travailleurs qui sont en constante évolution.
I think we're seeing the argument again about how long people need to work. We're seeing the lifting in the retirement age being proposed. We see arguments around increasing leisure time. But people, of course, have got to sustain a living. And the standard of living in Australia, where sadly at the moment unemployment numbers are going up because of this fundamental economic restructuring that's going on, we have to look at the ways in which we can turn computer technology to our benefit. And again, it goes back to the fundamentals about education and training, skilling, identifying jobs to support for the future, government, industry working together. This will see a very prosperous Australia, but it's going to take a lot of hard work, and I think we've got to be prepared to do that.
Et d'après le futuriste Chris Riddle, avec des emplois en hausse tels que l'ingénierie des réseaux, on ne peut pas se permettre de craindre le futur.
The truth is there will always be jobs out there. It's just a case of reskilling and understanding how you need to adapt for the future. Getting comfortable that things are changing. You've got to be able to embrace change as a human being. And if you think that you can stand your ground and hope that everything will be okay, then the chances are the majority of people will really struggle going ahead. And as humans, we're naturally resistant to change. And the challenge for us is being open to change and really opening our minds to being flexible and looking at the opportunities ahead.
Marie Morel, SBS French.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.